All right, hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 367 for the 6th of January, 2025. The first net of the year. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And I'm thinking that everybody who can hear me already knows that. So I will pause for about 10 seconds now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you don't want to stick around. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. And as you all probably know, those are the four things we like to hear from check-in. And give me a second here while I note the arrival of another station on my dashboard. Where am I here? So, okay, everybody here on the dashboard is a regular, so I hesitate to, well, let's do it anyway. So anyway, this net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu GMT UTC, the Echolink Node 9229, the Techlink Conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait to be acknowledged. We'd like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions. And this week's topic, it's a little lame, I think, there, but I noticed that the cover of this month's QST is that the solar cycle 25 is at its peak now. So I guess the question is, what effect does that have on you? Are you doing a lot of HF and making a lot of DX contacts? I think do you do HF has been a topic in the past, but it's been a while, so I guess we can bring it up. Maybe some of you have dusted off your HF capability in light of the enhanced solar conditions. Anyway, where am I here? Yeah, I don't need to explain how we do check-ins. So I'm going to run down the list here. I see VK6BQQ, KD9NDJ, KC3LYZ, AD0QM, N4RNW, KQ4MII, and KF6GPE. Good turnout today. So, without further ado, let's start with VK6BQQ. Okay, perhaps Reg has stepped away from the shack, but I observed that the Anon radio stream is not picking us up once again. This is about the third or fourth week that this has happened, which is kind of regrettable. I think I'm going to have to send some email to membership about that. Okay, next on my list is KC3LYZ. Okay, another station or another operator who has maybe stepped away from the shack. Let's move along to KD9NDJ.
This is Kilo Delta 9, November Delta Juliet. My name is Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. And my username is KDB on SDF. HF is my favorite operating mode. I do FT8, JS8, those are two digital modes, and AM phone lately. It's kind of fun to put up an antenna and operate. It really depends on how much real estate you got as to how many feet, how many meters of antenna you can put up. Of course, the sky's the limit, and I'd love to put up a vertical, but I haven't got there yet. Anyway, this is KD9NDJ. Back to you, Wayne.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Let's see, next on my list here is AD0QM.
Good evening. This is Jeff in Chanhassen, Minnesota, AD0QM. The call sign on SDF is JECXJO. As for digital modes, I do pretty much all of them. whether it's contesting time, I tend to do a bunch more. As of the last year, like 2023, I did like a lot of FT8 and around there. This last year, I haven't done a whole lot. I used to have a 80-foot sloper in my backyard that I could run up through 160, but the tree it was attached to came down, and I have not got around to replacing it. So the little bit of DX I've been able to do has been working satellites and hitting people in Canada since I'm pretty close to the border. Other than that, yep, just hitting up nets. That's all I've been doing for the last year. This is 80QM back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. And I just want to emphasize again that we're not just talking about HF, but in particular the peak of the solar cycle. And I'm wondering if you have noticed in your HF operation that you're making a lot more contacts or more DX contacts, or you know, if that's if you've noticed that difference. So, but anyway, you know, anything you want to talk about is fair game here. Next up is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne and the group. N4RNW, Harold here in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers on the coast. Beautiful day down here today. Gosh, all I can talk about is the weather. I've got a couple sisters and spouses that live in central Indiana, and another brother and his family over in Roanoke, Virginia. And they all are going to get a taste of this winter storm that's moving across. And Wayne, I don't know if that's affecting Urbana, but there are parts in northern Indiana that are going to miss it, but it's going to be central and southern Indiana, those areas that are going to get the snow, and they're getting it right now. Other than that, I'm just listening and learning, and Happy New Year to all, everybody. Have a good evening, and back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Yes, sometime after I went to bed late last night, the snow started. When I got up around noon, there was maybe an inch or so on my driveway and on my car, and it's been snowing pretty much continuously ever since. So, you know, I shoveled then and drove out, you know, doing things, and then came back and shoveled again. About another inch had accumulated, and it's still coming down. I think the winter storm warning is only supposed to end like around noon on Monday, but I think it might be petering it out. And yeah, I think what happened is that, as these storms often do, it took a little turn somewhere and kind of veered off to the south, so that down there closer to I-70, I think they're getting the brunt of it, and we're getting off easy. And that may be the same for your family over there in central Indiana. I'll let Ken give a report if he has anything different to say up there. Rantoul is only about 15 miles north of me. So I think if anything, they got even less. But real quick, let's go back to Ken and see if he wants to add anything.
Thanks for picking me up again. This is KD9NDJ. I'm Ken. I'm up here in Rantoul. Rantoul is just a little bit north of Wayne's QTH, but this is a very interesting system. It's got a real sharp cutoff, and this afternoon I drove the truck down to Urbana, and it was, you could really clearly see the line from a distance, and when we got into it, it was pretty nasty down there in Urbana, but up here in Rantoul, we're dry. It's amazing. So far, I haven't really peeked out for the past hour or so. The last time I looked outside, it was bone dry out there. No snow, no fresh snow had fallen. or very little, just dusting, if anything. So maybe that'll change, but that's what they were saying on the other reports around here, that it was a, so anyway, and I can confirm that it was a sharp cutoff to the system. So, KD9NDJ, back to you, Wayne.
Okay, thanks for that report from our Rantoul station. Let's see, let me check the dashboard. No, all right, no new call sign. Next on my list here is KQ4MII. I think you're also downwind from us and maybe getting some of this in a day or two.
AB9FJ in the group. This is KQ4MII. My name is Mark. I'm located in Reston, Virginia, about half an hour west of Washington, D.C. SDF logging is M. Cornick, and yeah, the snow is definitely coming. I can see it on the radar here kind of pushing up kind of from the southwest. Harold mentioned the city of Roanoke, Virginia, which is about 2.5 hours southwest of me. And it looks like it's just starting to push in there and just about to cross over the Alleghenies, kind of over the edge of West Virginia, and should be here probably within a few hours. Yeah, the emergency nets are starting to fire up here. Skywarn is getting their net going. I think the county CERT team is going to start a net at midnight. We're expecting probably close to a foot of snow over the course of tomorrow. And fortunately, I don't have to go anywhere. Unfortunately, a whole bunch of my work team are coming in from various places and all scheduled to arrive tomorrow. And I think it's highly unlikely that most of them will, given how the forecast looks in the airports and flight cancellations that always come with a snow of this scale. So hopefully everyone makes it here okay. As for me, I'll be staying put. And once everybody gets here, you know, hopefully our office is open again and we can do the meetings we wanted to do this week. Otherwise, we'll probably just be, I don't know, those guys will be hanging out in their hotel rooms. I'll be hanging out at home trying to get stuff done and kind of defeating the purpose of flying everybody into the office for a week. But yeah, so it goes. Staying warm, staying dry. As regards HF and the solar cycle, yeah, I don't really do much HF from my location because I don't have the real estate that was talked about earlier. Something I want to work on in the new year, getting out and doing more portable ops. And, you know, we have some real evangelists for 10 meters around here and talking about how great 10 is during this cycle. And I have yet to dip my toe into that. So maybe that'll be something I try to do in the new year. But for now, we'll just get through the snow and we'll see what happens next. So back to Matt. This is KQ4MII.
Okay, thanks, Mark. Good report there. And yeah, that is kind of ironic that they fly everybody in so that they can sit in their hotel rooms and use teleconferencing. Ah. Okay, let's see. Next on my list here is KF6GPE.
Well, good day to Wayne and Annette. Yeah, HF-wise, I'm really not active either. I don't have an antenna up. I've been too lazy to put up an antenna because either the weather's going to take it down. But there's a tremendous amount of RFI around the house anyway. So that said, when we have a power failure, out comes the shortwave radio. And yes, over the last year, it has been a lot more fun to do shortwave stuff. So that's encouraging. And sort of, you know, looking into the fall of the cycle, this is when, like Mark, I say, you know, gee, I should really take that portable HF rig and that buddy pole out. I haven't used it really since the last solar cycle when we were camping. So hopefully I'll actually get out and I'll activate a couple of parks or summits on the air this year. But you never know. I'll turn it back to Net 73, KF6GPE.
Okay, good luck with that. Have fun activating a park there. So I think it's time to go back and pick up the two stations who were away from their computer. How about VK6VQQ? Are you there, Red? I guess not. How about KC3LYZ? Okay, nobody home there either. Well, at this point, I guess, does anyone want to do a recheck and add something to what they said previously? Okay, any totally new subjects or comments or you know, this is the first net of the year, so this, I was also thinking this is probably a good time to ask for suggestions or complaints about the way we've been doing the net. You know, it never really took off the way SMJ thought and hoped it would. It's been kind of a steady, you know, not a huge group where too many people, you can't really know everybody. We've got kind of a cadre, a core of regulars that we get to know pretty well from week to week. So it's really a very friendly kind of net here. We don't do a lot of great stuff, but we touch base with each other and keep in touch and talk about whatever's on our mind. So anyway, I'm pretty happy with it. If I had any complaints, it would be I wished that I could share the NC job with a couple of other guys. But for the meantime, I'm okay with doing it solo. If you want to give it a try yourself, let me know, and we'll get you a slot to try it. So anyway, any suggestions or complaints from the group? This is AB9FJ. I'm probably overdue to say that. Okay, nothing heard, but, you know, if you think of something later, you can always drop me an email, jwh@sdf.org, or you can make it a little bit more public by sending it to the SDFARC-L mailing list. So I guess at this point here, I'm going to make this a final call for rechecks or additional comments before I wrap up the net. Okay, this concludes the SDF Amateur Radio Club weekly net number 367 at, let's call it, 0021 Zulu. Right, this is Net Control Station AB9FJ 73, everybody.